improved slowly but steadily over the years. And technology will help, but I think in the building industry, things are more of the passive nature, long-lasting, low-tech rather than high-tech, but we're all moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Everyone's interview.
It's not that much wise words, but...
I'm from Audio Boo.
Right.
Sorry, could you tell me your name again?
It's Paul Kalkoven of Foster & Partners.
Okay, so you're architecture and accessibility.
Well, architecture mainly, but obviously accessibility is not an added-on. It's included in it, isn't it?
So I can see that you're quite young for your age. But obviously, when you started, was there that sort of thought to build buildings in mind for people with disabilities and VIUs people?
Well, I think it has obviously the awareness and the requirements have increased and improved over the years. So it is growing in that sense. But perhaps a lot more for physically disabled than for other types of impairments would be my impression. But there is also, I think what is interesting is also how actually good design incorporates it. So it is the solution, as we've heard today, something that is good for everybody. You don't want to go into, if you can avoid it, special solutions for smaller groups of people. You like to make bigger solutions for everybody, which sounds easier than it is, but if when it's hit upon and it works well, then why not?
I loved some of the buildings that you designed, by the way, the slideshows. Now that you do that, and I mean, you've come along to this conference, do you feel in a way that you sort of specialise in designing buildings, you know, for accessibilities or not?
No, we don't specialise, but I think to some extent it should be part and parcel of designing. Obviously, when you do public buildings, your awareness of it needs to be higher. So I think we do have interesting in the past and currently public buildings, and where you very much obviously have to be aware of the very broadest types of audience that you have. And quite often, if it is a museum or an airport or something, they will have their own context people, their own standards, their own requirements. So it can come from the client side, but you obviously need to be aware of what state of the art is, if you like.
Well, thanks very much. Really interesting. Thank you so much.
Cheerio.